We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for this wonderful day we've dubbed Tuesday, May 12th.
Yeah, we're sitting around the house. Chris is at the station, and we got nothing else to do, so let's talk.
How's the coffee? We found out that go ahead and go out for a walk. Another good reason for you to go out. I don't want to have this come across as too harsh, but I do know some people that have not left their home. Period.
I do too. And, maybe one time, but here's the thing: you can go outside and walk around. There are parks are open now. We visited a beautiful park yesterday and walked around. Nobody was there. And just you get that fresh air and sunshine is just so invigorating, and it's good for your mental health.
Yeah,
too, Chris.
You really, really need it. And here's some evidence if you're one of these, if you're a little timid about going and leaving, is there was a study done that looked at over 1,200 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and found that the outbreaks of three or more cases were largely confined to enclosed spaces such as home and transportation, not outdoor. So, yeah, there is a risk of getting it outdoor, but here's the thing. There's a lot of room outside, like you said, in the park store.
Yeah.
You can just stay apart from people.
People are very respective of that and wear the mask outside if you feel like it. We didn't have to wear the mask yesterday because there was literally nobody around, maybe five other people in this giant park.
Yeah, I mean, when I go out for a run and I come across somebody else, I will move off to the side. That's how you do it. It's just being a little smart, and you can go out and enjoy life and not worry about increasing your risk for coronavirus. Yeah. So
there are very low risk of getting coronavirus by doing stuff outdoors, and I encourage it. The kids need it too, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, who's handling the homeschooling? It really depends who you're asking, mom, dad.
Yeah.
There was a poll done of 2,000 Americans that have kids at home and are homeschooling under the age of 12. They found that 45% of the men said that they were the ones leading the taking the bulk of the homeschooling duties, not their spouse. However, only 3% of women polled said that their spouse is the main homeschool teacher.
There's a divide for you, right?
Yeah,
there.
80% says they are assuming the majority of the teaching duties. I tended to think it's kind of like, well, dad maybe doing like the phys ed and
maybe so
stuff
yeah.
like that, where mom's doing the more of the tough stuff, where you need to really put your head to it.
Yeah, right. Like, but the math and the science. Dad's doing science with how to make a martini, things like that. But, they should ask the kids. Don't ask the adults.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask the kids who's doing the most of it. That'll give you the real data.
Yeah, that is very, very true. This was a kind of a funny story because we are coming into to warmer temperatures, and a lot of animals are shedding their winter coat.
Yeah, your bull is molting.
Yes, including bulls. So across the pond, we go to Eath Shonington Hill Farm in Chapelton, England. We have Ron. He's a one-ton bull. And Ron is molting. He is a little bit itchy, as you would imagine. So
losing that winter coat will do it. So what do you do if you're itchy? You find something to scratch against, right?
Yeah, usually, like I've seen cows rubbed against the barbed wire or a tree or perhaps a telephone or electric pole. And that's what Ron found. Problem is that you got a one-ton bull with a big itch. He's going to cause a problem. You know the little transformer that's atop of the telephone pole?
So he's itching at the telephone pole. I could just see the transformer kind of swaying in the breeze. And what happened?
It got loose and it fell, and it took with it along with all the power lines and knocked out town the power to the entire town of Chapelton, which is about 700 homes.
Well, what happened to Ronnie? That's like 11,000 volts there. Was he done mid-rare or did he escape?
A little side of baked potato with him?
Yeah, right.
No, he's fine. He actually survived the 11,000-volt shock of the power lines hitting the ground. The bad news is that Chapleton was out of power for about 6 hours until they got it restored. The good news is that the owners of Ron, which are Greg and Hazel, they issued an apology on social media to their town saying, "We're sorry. It was Ron who did this. And, you know, we're kind of thinking of changing his name from Ron to Sparky."
You know, when there's only 700 people in your town, everybody knows you anyway.
Yeah.
And Ron, sorry, buddy, you got a brand new name there.
Yeah,
I like that. At least I got a sense of humor about it.
That is true. This was interesting because it is one of the harder items to find. I'm still finding is disinfecting like a disinfectant stuff you would put in your laundry,
right?
And disinfectant wipes of all things.
Me too. Can't find them. I'm finding toilet paper and paper towels and stuff. But it looks like disinfectant wipes, but Clorox says they're making them as fast as they can, but it'll be what, like June?
They're saying
next month, maybe.
No, they're saying midsummer, like July, August, perhaps.
Wow, before they can catch up.
They saw a 500% spike in consumer demand at the beginning of the pandemic, and of course, because this is the stuff that the CDC specifically said kills coronavirus. But the problem is that they're hard to find, and your supply may be dwindling. We have recipes for you to make your own disinfectant wipes. One of them uses isopropyl alcohol.
Isopropyl.
Yes, that's the rubbing
that
alcohol.
Stuff. Yeah, right.
The other one uses bleach, but they kind of work along the same lines. You want to get a airtight container, one that you'll never use for food again.
Right.
You want to grab some paper towels or napkins, or better yet, some cloths. And you're going to want to have them fitted that particular container that you have. So let's start with the rubbing alcohol. You can use that undiluted, pour that into the container enough to where you can put the paper towels or the cloth in and seal it. Leave it sealed for about 5 minutes. Voila, you can take one of them out, wring it out, and it will disinfect whatever you wipe.
Okay, that's with the alcohol one. There's also another one with bleach, right?
Yeah, the other one with bleach is a little bit, you got to be a little more careful with it because it's much more potent and it doesn't last as long, but using the CDC recommendation of 4 teaspoons per quart of water, you need to dilute it. You need to make sure that you're not using anything where bleach could, ruin your black pants or...
Boy, you better believe it. I'm a victim of that, man. Gee whiz.
Yeah, or you want to make sure it's in a well-ventilated area because it does release some irritants for your skin, eyes, and nose. But basically, you do the same thing. But here's the big difference, and this just shows you how the alcohol, although being effective, not quite as strong as bleach. Mm-hmm. Bleach is king of the hill here.
Yeah.
It takes about, once you use the alcohol solution on your cleaning surface, it needs to remain wet for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's how long it takes to kill stuff. But what is it with Clorox? It's like a minute, right?
With bleach, it's 1 minute.
Wow.
And that's diluted.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So that's the only downside of the bleach method is that it only lasts for about 24 hours and then its properties to kill virus goes away.
Yeah, and you got to wear rubber gloves. And like I said, if you wear old clothes when you do it, because something is going to splash on you, and not right away, but in a couple hours, you're going to go, "Oh, I've just ruined this garment."
Uh-huh, exactly. And it's always something your favorite or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We found out that move over soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, pea milk, coconut milk, cashew milk. There's a new milk in town.
Yes, sir?
Banana milk.
And how do you milk a banana? Does anybody know?
Very carefully.
Raise your hand if you know.
Apparently, Aldi is selling the first ever banana milk, an organic milk that's made from bananas, filtered water, and roasted sunflower seeds.
And just a dash of cinnamon. It almost sounds like a smoothie recipe right there.
Yeah.
Does it read sweet? I wonder if you're drinking it.
Bananas has sugar in it. They say there's no added sugar and a lot of potassium and calcium. They say it tastes kind of like a banana, but flavors of chocolate and strawberry as well.
Oh, they flavored it too. Okay. I'd be interested in that because we try to get away from any dairy-based stuff. We've tried the coconut stuff, like for coffee creamer, and it's okay. I'm not in love with any of them yet, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's all of them are just like, they're nice for...
They're close, but it ain't the same.
Yeah, it's like one day you're fine with it, and then you try it the next day, like, oh, this is
exactly.
horrible.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what happened with the coconut. It was like, and it seemed to clump up. I don't know. Maybe it was psychological.
It's the same thing with whey protein. I tried the pea protein when I tried to go vegetarian one time.
Yeah.
And it just tastes horrible. Even the sweetened pea protein just tastes
really
horrible. Yeah. Huh. And I don't know why. I love peas, but
I like it in the burger, like that Beyond Burger, the Better Burger.
Yeah,
that uses pea protein, which is really good. I try to stay away from soy estrogen protein for, but guys don't do that well with it, I don't believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, and those are delicious. I really like them. They have a lot of protein in them, and it's a. Hmm. But it is still it's vegan junk food though. You can't eat them all the time. There's a lot of calories in that. There's a lot of oil in there.
And then finally, we learned that depending on when you listen to this podcast, it may be too late. But there's still a lot of Americans that have not received their stimulus money, and that's because the IRS is most likely is that you're requesting it via check, and the IRS is at full capacity to get checks out, which is only 5 million physical checks per week.
If you think of the hundreds of million, like 100 million people. We're waiting on checks. I'm not sure how many are waiting on the checks. A lot of people got direct deposit, waiting on the checks, if you can only do $5 million a week, well, it's going to take time. And I talked to somebody yesterday who still hasn't gotten their check.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if those if that person is getting it electronic or by check. But what they're saying is that by the Wednesday, May 13th, 2020, at noon Eastern, you will need to have your, if you're don't want to wait for a check and you'd rather just do the electronic funds transfer, you'll need to go to the IRS website and click on Get My Payment, and that will allow you to input your bank information so that the government can actually wire you the money. Right. Otherwise, they say they're revamping their system to be able to go more than 5 million checks per week, but it won't be until June until this equipment is installed, which means it's another couple of weeks before you get your checks. You're possibly looking at going into
a couple of months,
July, before you get your stimulus. And
man, that is, I mean, they're already talking about doing another stimulus check, which they're going to have to do.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day because, you know, it's the big debate of, on the one camp, people are saying, stay put, let's get this, the curve pulled down before we come back out. And the other camp is like, look, I have no money. I need to get back to work. And I empathize with both sides because they both have very valid reasons. The problem is that how we handle this. My opinion, and I don't know if this is just, it's fodder, but what if the government just flat out said, listen, when we were in March, we're going to suspend everything for 6 months. The stock market, suspended. All right. Payments due, suspended. All interest, suspended. Everything suspended. The people that have to work, the essential workers, you will get tax credits the next year to get your money, your payment. But you need to continue to work as a society. So that, in essence, for 6 months, you wouldn't have to worry about your electricity or food on the table or anything like that.
Well, you'd still need some sort of income for food.
Well, I'm saying that you would go to the store, and again, this would be kind of a thought starter. But what if we were to find some sort of a system like they did back in World War II, where you got stamps?
Yeah, okay,
where you got an A card for meats.
It was rationing.
Week.
Yeah, it was the rationing system.
But if you did something like that, I think that would really kind of satisfy both sides of the camp.
I don't know. You know, people that don't even want to wear masks right now, which is the simplest thing you can do. How do you think they would pitch a fit if you got them a ration coupon for milk?
Yeah, you know, I guess you're.
I just don't think we're not very cooperative as a people.
I think there could have been a better way to handle it. I mean, hindsight's 2020, but I think could have been a better way than to say, you know, within 2 months I have to go back to work because I have no money, and I just don't think that's putting your health at risk. And
it is.
My grandmother, the virus
doesn't look at a calendar. I mean, it just looks at infecting us.
My grandmother told me the best thing. She's like, you know, you will understand it as you get older, but you're thankful for your health, because if you don't have your health, you don't have ways to work. You have no income. You have no life. And to me, it's really kind of hit home with coronavirus. Like, I'm thankful for the health that I have. So,
Amen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get on a soapbox, but it was just a thought I had.
I'm on the same box with you.
There's our show for today, Tuesday, May 12th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, folks, the sun is always shining. Wear the mask. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.